Unit 2, Part 2. Abby is listening to a radio program. You now have 45 seconds to study questions 1 to 9. Now listen to the radio program. The radio program will be played 2 times. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The radio program will begin now.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Around the World. Today, we've invited Miss Elsie Wu to our program. She works for Asia Disaster Care. Hello, Elsie. Thanks for coming.
Hello, Martin. I'm happy to be here. Question 1. What is the name of the radio program?
Thank you. Could you please tell us more about Asia Disaster Care?
It's a charity which helps victims of natural disasters. It builds roads and buildings and sends doctors and nurses to help people.
Where does Asia Disaster Care work in?
We work in many countries, but we mostly work in China, Thailand, India, and the Philippines.
I see.
Question 2. What does Asia Disaster Care do? Question 3. Elsie does not mention in the radio program.
Now, about you, Elsie. How many years have you worked for Asia Disaster Care?
I've worked for it for 22 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Why do you want to work for a charity?
I lived in China when I was young. One day, there was an earthquake in my city in the morning. I was at school at that time. The ground shook and we could hear the sounds of falling objects. I was really scared. We immediately hid under our desks. We were safe and our school was still good, but the earthquake injured many people. It also destroyed my house and many buildings. Question 4. How long has Elsie worked for Asia Disaster Care? Question 5. Which of the following is true about the earthquake?
I'm sorry to hear about that. Did any charities help you?
Yes, a lot of volunteers helped us. They were all very helpful. They looked after the injured people and gave us food and water.
So that's why you want to work for the charity?
Exactly. From that moment, I wanted to be one of those volunteers.
That's a great story.
Question 6. Why does Elsie say the charity workers were helpful? Question 7. Martin thinks that Elsie's story is...
I have one last question today. What do you think victims of natural disasters need most?
Food and clean drinking water are what they need most.
Oh, I thought it'd be clothes or blankets or a place to live.
Those are important too. But if people don't have food and water, they'll get sick and die. It's sad.
Yes, it is. Thank you for your time, Elsie. Now let's take a short break. After the break, a volunteer from Asia Disaster Care will share his experience of helping people in a flooded area. Stay tuned.
Question 8. According to Elsie, what is most important for victims of a natural disaster? Question 9. The second part of the radio program is about... Listen to the radio program again and check your answers. The radio program will begin now.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Around the World. Today, we've invited Miss Elsie Wu to our program. She works for Asia Disaster Care. Hello, Elsie. Thanks for coming.
Hello, Martin. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. Could you please tell us more about Asia Disaster Care?
It's a charity which helps victims of natural disasters. It builds roads and buildings and sends doctors and nurses to help people.
Where does Asia Disaster Care work in?
We work in many countries, but we mostly work in China, Thailand, India, and the Philippines.
I see. Now, about you, Elsie. How many years have you worked for Asia Disaster Care?
I worked for it for 22 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Why do you want to work for a charity?
I lived in China when I was young. One day, there was an earthquake in my city in the morning. I was at school at that time. The ground shook and we could hear the sounds of falling objects. I was really scared. We immediately hid under our desks. We were safe and our school was still good, but the earthquake injured many people. It also destroyed my house and many buildings.
I'm sorry to hear about that. Did any charities help you?
Yes, a lot of volunteers helped us. They were all very helpful. They looked after the injured people and gave us food and water.
So that's why you want to work for the charity?
Exactly. From that moment, I wanted to be one of those volunteers.
That's a great story. I have one last question today. What do you think victims of natural disasters need most?
Food and clean drinking water are what they need most.
Oh, I thought it'd be clothes or blankets or a place to live.
Those are important too, but if people don't have food and water, they'll get sick and die. It's sad.
Yes, it is. Thank you for your time, Elsie. Now let's take a short break. After the break, a volunteer from Asia Disaster Care will share his experience of helping people in a flooded area. Stay tuned.
This is the end of Unit 2, Part 2.